We've got a big jobs report out on Friday. JP Morgan, they're out with a new note looking at what the jobs pictures would potentially look like in the education sector as thousands and millions of students head back to school over the next several weeks. So we want to bring in Jesse Edgerton. He's a senior economist at JP Morgan. Jesse, it's good to see you again. Labor market's one area, I think, where a lot of people are still looking for significant improvement. When it comes to the education sector, what are you expecting to see?
Well, we're hoping to see at least the beginning of a bounce back to normal here, but probably not 100% right away in the first month. So obviously the education sector, schools around the country employ a lot of workers, and they've been depressed in terms of their employment levels for a lot of the last 18 months under COVID. So at this point, if we were to jump back to 100% of normal school operations, we might get a gain of something like 900,000 jobs in the education sector when that rebound happens. We doubt we'll get that full bounce back, and we almost certainly won't get it all in 1 month. So we're thinking that this month we might get a boost from the education sector of about 225,000 jobs. And our forecast for the total payroll gain this Friday is 625,000 jobs.
Hey, Jesse, Brian Chung here. I guess one interesting thing that a lot of people are watching for is whether or not there should be any impact on this August jobs report from the expiry of some unemployment insurance programs in some states. There's also just the overarching question of whether or not some of these other factors that may be holding back employment, like childcare, for example, fears of the virus, will also be seen through this report, especially given the rise of Delta.
Well, we're not seeing much evidence that the states that have ended the extra unemployment insurance benefits have seen a large increase in activity or employment. So we can track things like spending on a panel of 30 million Chase credit and debit cards that we have access to on a daily basis with a 4-day lag. And we just really have not seen any divergence in spending in restaurants, say, between the states that ended the benefits and the states that did not end the benefits. And then we also recently just got the employment report at the state level for July. And we also didn't really see any sign of an increase in jobs or an increase in labor force participation that was more skewed toward the states that ended the benefits. So it's early still, right? It may take time for these effects to show up, but I just don't think we're seeing much effect of those ends of the unemployment insurance benefits in those states. I do suspect, though, that we'll see some effects of the spread of the Delta variant in the employment report coming up on Friday, as well as the other macroeconomic data in the next month or two. Again, we can see in our Chase card spending data that there has been a pretty noticeable pullback already in people's spending, especially on airlines, right? So we can see something like a 20% drop in airline spending on the Chase card data, and some more muted declines in things like lodging, like hotels and other travel entertainment categories. Things like restaurants have kind of flattened out. So when we look at all these high frequency alternative data, including our Chase card spending numbers, they do point to a deceleration in job gains in the month of August relative to July, where, remember, we had more than 900,000 jobs gained.
Just going off of that, the card data that I know you closely watch and you publish a number of notes on that, with consumer sentiment slipping last week, we're going to get consumer confidence out tomorrow. I guess just from your assessment, how strong is the consumer right now?
Well, I mean, the consumer is certainly in a strong position, right? Consumer balance sheets are very healthy, right? We did get multiple trillion dollars of stimulus payments that went out. Household balance sheets have an extra $3 trillion of cash assets like money market funds and checking accounts and savings accounts. If you add on to that the increase in housing prices and the stock market in the last year and a half, households have an extra $10 trillion of assets on their balance sheets relative to where they were before COVID. So, you know, the backdrop for the consumer is very strong in a lot of ways. But like I said, I do think we're seeing some signs of a pullback as people are worried about the Delta variant, and they're particularly pulling back on these kind of travel and entertainment categories. So, you know, personally, I suspect that this wave of cases from the Delta variant might be starting to crest a little bit already, and maybe it'll be turning back down in the U.S. over the next month or two. So I think we're still hoping that this effect on the economy will prove short-lived. Right. If cases keep falling here, maybe we'll see those sentiment numbers start to come back up and spending will bounce back even in these categories that have been hard hit, like travel and entertainment.
Jesse, what do you expect to see in terms of some of these key measures, especially that Federal Reserve policymakers are watching for when you think about not just the headline unemployment rate, but also labor force participation? I mean, if your expectation of 625,000 is coming back, I mean, that could weigh on both of those statistics, although obviously you're trying to figure out what the denominators look like for both of those figures. But what do you expect to see for August?
Well, I think we're hopeful that we'll continue to see increasing labor force participation, continuing to rebound in participation over time. As you know, lots of people left the labor force under COVID for various reasons. We've already been seeing a fairly robust rebound among prime-aged workers where participation has been bouncing back. But those participation rates for the 55-plus category have stayed at very low levels, right? So it does seem like a decent chunk of people kind of semi-retired or actually retired under COVID and thus far haven't been lured back into the labor market. So, you know, that'll probably be a fairly gradual process of those people tending to come back over time. But, you know, I would be reasonably optimistic that they will, many of them will return at some point, even if it's not evident here in the August payroll report.